Somewhere in the dark and nasty regions where nobody goes, stands an ancient castle. Deep within this dank and uninviting place lives...
From FC United of Manchester Radio, Swampy.
Hello!
Overworked servant of the thing upstairs.
Feed me!
But that's nothing compared to the horrors that lurk beneath the trapdoor. For there is always something down there, in the dark, waiting to come out.
Don't you open that trap door?
You're a fool if you dare.
Stay away from that trap door.
'Cause there's something down there.
Hello.
Hello. Morning.
Good morning, Swampy. Hello. How are you? How are you?
There we go.
So hello, everyone, and welcome to this week's Red Rebel Radio, pre-recorded almost live at 9:45 on Saturday morning. We've done it this live so we can be live when all the matches get postponed. Apart from FCs, of course, and Scarborough, because they've got a magic pitch.
Well, magic pitches don't tend to count for anything because Buxton's game was off a couple of weeks ago, wasn't it?
That's true.
The power of 3G doesn't always work, but I think that's more to do with probably the surrounding area and getting to the ground rather than the pitch itself, let's hope. But is there a suggestion, Ben, that the weather is going to kill a few games today then?
Well, it's Storm Dennis. I don't know about you, Swampy, but every Dennis I've met has always been lovely. So I don't understand why it's got this such a nasty name. And also, you know, Dennis used to make those fire engines, didn't they? So,
good point, well made. I mean, David might come in handy today if there's a storm going. I mean, there's also there was that Dennis who liked to drink just to basically nullify his mind from the woman he was married to as well, though. Remember that one?
Dennis?
Dennis Thatcher.
Welcome, everyone, to Red Rebel Radio, the official radio show this week dedicated to the match FC United of Manchester against Atherton Colls. Ooh, but this is about the fifth time we played them this season. Sixth, seventh. Been a long time since we last played them. Looking forward to this one, Swampy?
Yes, I am. I think FC United... It's been a lot. It's been a long week, hasn't it? I mean, since last we spoke, it seems an eternity ago from the actual game. And I mean, normally these games at this time of the season come thick and fast, but it seems like we've had to wait for this one. The build-up's been there, and we're waiting and waiting and waiting. Again, the weather, as it is today, as you said, is going to be not particularly conducive. I know last week against the Basford, it wasn't conducive, but decent football was at least played in part. This afternoon, hopefully a good game, and looking down on my prediction league, Ben.
How are we tracking?
Well, we're tracking at the moment. I'm 100% correct.
Shall I just let the listener know, just for those people who are unaware, Swampy last week made the bold prediction that FC United would be getting, I can't remember the tag, was it about 158 points, I think you said?
It was something like that, yes.
Financial fair play and all that. 158 points or something like that. To do that, though, what did you suggest was the prediction last week for FC United to get to your grand total of 485 points by the end of April? What was it?
We did 483 points from last week's game.
Oh, we didn't get that, did we? We only got a point.
No, we got one.
Oh. That's good.
Yeah, it's a start. It's a start. Solid. We've got to start somewhere.
It was good.
No, go on. In reality, yeah, I mean, looking at last week, I had FC down for a draw. And today I've got FC United down for the victory.
The thing is that we can become a bit blasé because we had a season of terribleness last year, and this season it's been pretty good. So, you know, we haven't been beaten in the league since Basford back in October. So, you know, you can get a bit carried away with this kind of thing, can't you? But to go to Basford last week, get a 1-1 draw, that's pretty good, isn't it?
Well, it's a hard place to go to, you know, and it's interesting to note that they're one of the few clubs with a 3G surface that actually water the pitch.
Yes,
which to give you that you know, that consistent skin and makes it easy to play on. I think it was a very good result to go away from home against a top team. I know they've not been firing all cylinders in recent weeks, but you know, when FC come to town, let's not forget their average crowd was 289, 916 were in the ground itself. So there was a large contingent of FC supporters. We were treated tremendously well. They put on a good show for supporters. I'm just talking about the burger vans and the bar. Mm. The football itself, the highlights showed that there was some good football being played. And again, an absolute outstanding performance from Luke Griffiths, who, was absolutely superb. I know he didn't get necessary man of the match on the FC website or indeed in the paper. But, in fact, I don't think he did get it in the paper, actually. He did, yes, because it was Basford themselves. Their commentary team said that he was absolutely outstanding. So there were some good performances. The downside, I suppose, was the double yellow card for Linney.
I mean, I've watched it back, and I think James is right in his commentary. He said he went down a bit too easy, and he was touched, I think. You're a bit suspicious, aren't you, when players go down with 2 feet together like that?
Well, into the final minutes of the game, you're trying to win your team either a free kick or a penalty. There is contact. It's minimal contact. He's gone down. I think James would be the first to agree if he was watching a Premier League football team do that, he'd be screaming for a penalty. It's slightly different. The rules are different in our standard of football, where there's a little bit more honesty, Linney paid the price. I think it was, it did to a degree look like, a penguin flopping onto the floor with his 2 feet, together as they were. But I think
what kind of penguin?
Oh, well, Linney, you'd have to be an emperor penguin,
yeah,
wouldn't he?
Yeah, big penguin. Yeah, absolutely, yeah. Solid penguins.
And I'm trying to think. Ennis would have to be probably... Smith. Which Smith? We've got hundreds of Smiths now, haven't we? And they've all got double-barrel names. What's going on? Finlay Smith would have to be a rockhopper penguin.
Rockhopper, yeah. They're my favourite because they're the ones that hop on rocks. Aren't they?
Yeah, that's yeah. The names they give, yeah. and also they're named after a bicycle.
Yeah, or those other penguins, the black and white ones.
Compared to the other species.
Anyway, moving
Ben,
on.
Ben, I think we should start a nature program. I think we've nailed that.
Yep. I'll send it to the nature team at BBC Bristol.
In fact, no, actually, Ben, you can get red penguins, you can get blue penguins, you can get green penguins, you can get standard penguins, can't you?
You can get standard penguins, that's true. Right, so let's talk about the run that FC United have got this week then, because all being well, I'm looking outside my window now and I can no longer see outside my window.
Well, open the curtains,
no,
it'll probably help.
It's proper rain. Anyway.
Open the curtains!
I'm sure it'll be fine. Sorry. Just to say, one game has been postponed. This is breaking news, everyone. Breaking news on Saturday morning. Morpeth Town v Hyde United is off. Waterlogged.
Who'd have thought? Who'd have thought Morpeth Town's game would be off?
They've got a real problem, haven't they? How are they going to fit all these matches in?
They will. They
beat South Shields in the Integral League Cup in midweek.
Everyone's beaten South Shields, to be honest.
Weird, isn't it? So, just to say, FC United today will be taking on Atherton Coles. Then on Tuesday night, also at Broadhurst Park, it's Stafford Rangers. And then next week, it's an away trip to Bamber Bridge. On paper, and I'm admitting that it's a very cheap piece of paper. It's a piece of scrap paper out of your drawer in your kitchen.
You keep scrap paper in your drawer in your kitchen?
Yeah.
I bet your kids starving, aren't they?
Well, I have more than one drawer. I obviously have a knife and fork drawer, yeah, and I obviously have a cupboard for plates and stuff and food.
Yeah, and what we have today, kids, we're having spaghetti, which is absolutely the spitting image of long strips of paper from the bottom drawer.
On paper, this could be a 9-point week, Swampy. On paper.
Well, Ben, am I right in saying that the Nantwich game has been brought forward to the 25th? Of February.
Yes, it has.
In that case, Ben, it's more than a 9-pointer because FC will play.
That's a tough one. I'm not having that. I'm not having any predictions for Nantwich away. That's...
Well, no, because what I'm saying is we've got today, we've got Atherton, then we've got Stafford on Tuesday, then we've got Bamber on Saturday, and then on the Tuesday we've got...
Nantwich.
We've got Nantwich. That will determine, I would suggest, the FC season. And the biggest game of them all at the end of there is against Nantwich, who are absolutely, at the moment, they're flying. They really are. But
the Saturday after, we've got Warrington.
Yes, we've got Warrington.
Yeah.
On the Saturday, and then the Tuesday.
I mean, how far down are you going to include these season-defining set of matches?
If FC United can get the points that I'm predicting over these four games, then the Warrington game won't be a problem.
Okay. Neil says something interesting in his pre-match interview this week.
Be inspired, by the way. Be inspired. Be inspired. The Oakley Court Hotel from Windsor. That's the paper I'm using, Ben. It's a fine quality paper. It's
are you in England?
Thick quality. No, Ben. We stole it. We stole it when we were in Windsor one time. It's excellent paper. I've all my notes are on here. I use quality paper, not crumpled up paper from the cupboard. Or the drawer in the kitchen. But carry on.
Get in touch. If you're one of these people like me who has paper around the house, some in the kitchen drawer, let me know.
Oh, around the house now. You're changing.
Well, just say, where else would you keep? You can keep paper in all kinds of places, can't you? It's always handy.
Do you have a cup? A cup with 27 pens in as well, of which only one ever works. But you keep always put the pens back in.
It's in the.
Regardless.
It's the same cup that's got loads of dead batteries in it as well. it's true that and change. Right. So
always change. Always change. You know, there's always somehow a peseta in there for whatever reason, a peseta and a shekel.
I keep meaning to go to Aldi to dispose of my dead batteries, but I just can't bring myself to part ways with them.
Well, that's the thing, isn't it? I mean, we don't have that situation anymore because we use rechargeable batteries, Benjamin, and we have done for a number of years now. Maybe that's what you need to do: use rechargeables. Take the plunge today. Get down to Aldi, put them in the battery coffin, and purchase yourself some renewable batteries, and jobs are good.
Yeah. So Neil was saying today that in training this week, FC United, it's almost like. There's been a weight lifted off the shoulders a bit. They're starting to play a bit old school. And he seems to think it is due to a real hangover from the Barrow match a few weeks ago. And you can understand why, really, can't you? It wasn't just the travelling. It was the nature of the defeat itself. It's tough to get over that, really.
It's very tough to get over it. And you're right. I mean, I was talking to Neil off air, and he said he did exactly say that. He said, that I don't think the players have quite recovered. We need to do something. We need to, you know, get a step in our football again, sort of get that bounce back. And I think they proved that last week that that's what they did. It was a tough encounter, and they've done well to get back on track. And as I say, with that good away performance against a top quality team, training this week has been much better. There's a spring in the step of the players, and it's as if, like as you say, like a weight's been lifted. And also it means that, you know, sometimes that can help. It's like a new beginning of the season, so they're into sort of like their third semester, shall we say.
It's good football. It really is.
Well, that's what I mean. Yeah, it's exciting. It's good quality. You know, and I know it's in a few games time, but you know, and we've got games before, but I can't wait for the Nantwich game, because that, for me, you've got two of the best teams in the division, two of the best footballing teams in the division, playing probably on a decent surface as Nantwich normally has been on a Tuesday night, and that should be an absolute corker of a game. But as you say, first and foremost, we've got to, you know, get beyond, which will prove to be difficult games regardless. You know, it doesn't matter where they are in the division. If you're fighting for your life at the bottom of the league, it's as hard as fighting against somebody top of the league. And today against Atherton, you know, Paddy Wharton, the welcome return of... Where is Paddy Wharton, Ben?
He's at Atherton, mate. No one tells
is
you.
Is he?
Yeah, he's at Atherton, yeah.
He's not fallen off that trampoline. I thought he might have blown away on a trampoline in last week's storms.
Well, that was the fun bit on Twitter last week. It was a load of people taking photographs of trampolines in their back gardens, which looked like, contrary to what they were saying, had always actually been in their back garden. In fact, they owned the trampolines. But to get some retweets, they were saying, oh, look, what's just flown into my garden? A trampoline.
Yeah, well...
Yeah, I know your game.
I'm still reading from the last storm we had over here. I live on the seventh floor and we have a nice balcony. And I've got some really large, heavy-duty bean bags so that when you sit into them, it gives you a back and it's really comfortable. And I was in one morning, I was lying in bed and I could hear the wind swirling around and I thought, I better get up actually just to make sure that the bean bag... Oh, hold on. One's levitating. One's gone. Was gone, and basically it disappeared. So I got some newspaper, some paper that I found
in your kitchen
drawer, next to the parchment paper, and I wrote and I put a big sad picture of my beanbag, and with the words "lost" on top. Can you help? I went round and stuck them on all the lampposts around Brussels.
Breaking news, everyone. This is breaking news on Saturday, 10:03 in the morning. The match between Whitby Town and Stafford Rangers, according to the league Twitter feed, the Whitby Town-Stafford Rangers match has no concerns currently and the match goes ahead as planned. Hashtag match goes ahead. Big news that from Whitby. Incidentally, Stafford Rangers, we're playing them on Tuesday. That's the link. They're in good form at the moment. They might be bottom of the table, but they're unbeaten in the last five, Swamper.
Listen, it's going to be tough. I expect ourselves today to beat Atherton. As you say, the spring in the step, good training this week.
Swampy, you've gone. You've gone. Swampy has gone, everyone. Oh, he's back.
Dog's abuse.
He's back. Oh, Swampy, you've gone. Hello?
I'm here.
He's there. You were saying... Atherton, we should be.
I was saying against Atherton today, we should beat them. It's going to be a tough encounter.
Just to let everyone know, at 10:07 a.m. on Saturday morning, there are no matches postponed at the moment, other than the one we mentioned earlier, Morpeth v Hyde United. I mean, this is
unprecedented, Ben. It's unprecedented.
This is not why we came on air. We came on air to record this show this early so we could be here for breaking news.
Is that what we did?
It's been a bit of a letdown, I'll be honest. To be honest, Ben, I'll be very honest
with this show so far. It's been a right letdown.
No. This one's a good one. Back to my point. Stafford Rangers on Tuesday night, Swampy, unbeaten in the last five. Even though they're bottom of the table, you know, in those five unbeaten games, they've beaten Scarborough, they've drawn 2-2 with Warrington, they've drawn with Stalybridge and Buxton and Witton Albion. They're no mugs, Swampy, are they? They're no mugs.
By the way, no, Ben, you're right. They're no mugs. They're no mugs, Ben. Look, they're on a decent run. I would hasten to guess, though, that FC United should be too strong for them. I think we have a good quality squad, and I think if the result goes our way today, you know, they'll be looking forward to going into that game on Tuesday. Tuesday's game is probably more likely to be off than today's game, which obviously it isn't at the moment. But
why is Tuesday's game more likely to be off?
Because this storm is going to continue, isn't it?
Oh, Swampy, shut up a minute. We've got breaking news, everyone. Match off in the NPL North West Division, Pontefract Colls against Drawlsden. Knew there was a reason why we came on air. Anyway, back to your postponed match on Tuesday night, Swamper.
No, I said it's more likely to be postponed because the weather's going to get worse over the next few days. But I mean, if it goes ahead, you've got to be confident. We've got to be confident that FC are going to win that game. Yes, we know that that Stafford are in good form, but equally FC United are in good form, improving form as well, because they've had that, not blip, I mean, you know, three draws on the bounce isn't particularly bad, including within that a 2-1 victory to get us into the final of a cup. So, you know, only a small squad, you know, very small squad that FC have. That's worked well, I think, in many ways. And in other ways, sometimes the games come thick and fast, players can be tired. But I expect today, Atherton FC, we've got to win that game, and I think we win today, we win on Tuesday, and it sets us up beautifully for the Bamber Bridge game, which I'll be back for, incidentally.
Yes. Let's talk about Saturday's pre-match. Just to say, Kushkan Malcolm returns to Broadhurst Park, and there'll be poetry from Patrick T. Davis and a performance, a set, if you will, from the local band, The 99 Degree. We need to mention the fact that Neil Reynolds and David Chadwick are both walking on hot coals for FC United's development fund. And Swampy, have you ever done that, something that severe for the development fund?
No, Ben, because it's completely and utterly in this current climate, it's not environmentally friendly.
Oh,
you know, burning coals, burning coals in 2021 is completely wrong, and I do not approve of it at all in any way, shape, or form. I think it's an absolute disgrace. How dare they? I mean, what if they get hurt?
They might get hurt, and the other thing, and that would rule out when's it happening? It's March. That might rule Chaddy out of the Manchester Premier Cup final.
This is the point I'm making, Ben. Yeah. I'm glad you recognise that because undoubtedly we need him.
Yeah.
And you know, if he's got black blisters all over his feet, then you know from a silly walk, you know, raising money for the development fund. I mean, you know.
It's not just that either, is it? It's the fact that it's outside Selfridges in Manchester. I mean, that part of town...
It's self-publicity, Ben. It's all self-publicity. I don't know what's going on.
That part of town there, I mean, to walk barefoot is risky.
Ben, just to walk around there is risky enough. But with no shoes on...
I mean, the last time I was there properly was it was on the outside. Do you remember when the city council had this weird period where they used to put on events on the big screen in Exchange Square,
yes.
And
yeah.
It would always kick off in a big way, and there'd be alcoholism on a grand scale. Showing that
it's a shambles, isn't it? It's a shambles.
It's a shambles. It's an absolute shambles, is what I'm trying to say. Right, so that's a Manchester joke, by the way. If you're listening from overseas, it's near the shambles.
But I think after this, after the day you show, yeah. this is the death nail. Red Rebel Radio.
I think you'll find when you listen back to the show, you're going to go, oh, that Ben was right. The show did work. Breaking news, everyone at home, and another reason why we've decided to record the show this week, to give you this breaking news a couple of hours after it happened. Nantwich Town against Basford United. Nantwich Town. Stop, don't laugh, this is really serious. Nantwich Town against Basford United is off. You know what that means, Swampy, don't you?
Yeah, there's there'll be no game there today.
Yeah, but not just that, Swampy. It's really big. Big, big news. FC United staying fourth, everyone. Well played, everyone. Well played.
Not even kicked a togger ball.
Oh, I love it. I love mornings like this when just stuff happens and you don't have to leave your bedroom. It's great stuff.
And in fairness, Benjamin.
Yes.
It's the only opportunity that person who you have stood next to you, just in case you need a ripple of applause, can come in. It's brilliant. It really is, because they sound miles away. Well, that's absolutely superb. Yes, you're right, sir.
Well, on that happy note, where we can reveal today, exclusively here on FC Radio, FC United are finishing Saturday in fourth position. Swampy, what a momentous morning it's been. Thank you for sharing it with us.
It has been. And in fact, I might even be right in saying if FC United win this afternoon, we could possibly go to third.
No. No, we can't. That's why... That was the joke, Swampy. We'll always be fourth, whatever happens. Kind of ruined it now. I'm not going to do that. So, breaking news.
What's the breaking news?
Well, it's just another game was postponed, but I don't think...
Go on then, Ben. Let's finish with a breaking news story. What other game's been called off, Ben, this afternoon?
Swampy.
Hello.
Swampy, how are you? It's me.
Hello.
Yeah?
Who is you?
Have you seen the news?
No.
Me and Swampy finished the show about an hour ago. Breaking news, everyone. Match postponed. FC United against Atherton Coles. Swampy, your thoughts?
Yes, we said it could possibly happen, Ben, and it's happened. And that is the problem with football and weather. Weather can interfere with football, and when it does, it means a game is called off. We'll still have to find out next week, where is Paddy Wharton?
Thank you, Swampy, for joining us. And we'll go back to the remainder of the show that's left. Thank you for joining us.
No problem
us.
At all, Ben. Just a quick one. Does that mean we're still fourth?
Yes!
Hey, get in!
Right, so Swampy, just before we go, what's your song for this week? Your closing song, please.
Well, I don't think I'd ever say this on this radio show. Indeed, I don't think I've ever played a track for this person before, or indeed his brother.
Is it Barry Manilow and his famous brother, Brian?
Brian Manilow. I'm going to play...
Dennis. Dennis, remember Dennis?
I do remember Dennis. Yes, I remember Dennis. Yes, yes.
Is there any musicians called Dennis?
Dennis. No, I can't. Dennis. No. Regardless of that, and filibustering there, Benjamin.
Sorry.
I'm going to play some Liam Gallagher.
Okay.
And the reason why I'm playing Liam Gallagher is because this week, 13th of February, just the day before Valentine's Day, is a famous day in the anti-racist calendar, Ben. It's the day that Eric Cantona took justice into his own hands. And you might be asking, Ben, why Eric Cantona and why Liam Gallagher?
They were in a video together, weren't they?
No, thanks, Ben. Yeah. That's good, yeah. They're in a new video where Eric Cantona plays King Cantona. And he's served by the butler is Liam, and the chauffeur is Liam. And if you've not seen the video, it is absolute genius. It's Cantona in his pomp and at his best. And it's actually, believe it or not, it's not a bad song. So, ladies and gentlemen, this is Once by Liam Gallagher. Enjoy the rest of the afternoon. 3 points for FC United of Manchester. And I, hopefully, at some stage in the future, will be back. But if not, it's been a pleasure, a privilege to serve you, the dear listener. I bid you a fond foodle doodle.
Bye, Swampy.
Bye, Ben.
This is FC UM Radio, lowbrow radio for a highbrow audience.